Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Dutchess County has announced $1.3 million in funding supporting organizations focused on workforce development, educational opportunities, homeless prevention, and senior medical transportation. The grants were funded through the Agency Partner Grant Program, awarding more than $1 million to the traditional grant program and more than $150,000 to go towards the APG Infrastructure Initiative that will fund technology and software enhancement as well as facility enhancements to emergency and transitional shelters. The county said in their press release whether offering educational and literacy support for youth and adults, access to fresh food and better nutrition to residents of underserved areas, or housing services to ensure residents avoid homelessness. These partnerships serve those in Dutchess County who need them the most, and the investment will benefit many in the community for years to come. The program, in its eighth year, received more than 40 applications requesting nearly $2.5 million in 2019. The county legislature was able to allocate $1.3 million, the county said. Organizations received awards ranging from more than $15,000 to nearly $110,000. Show off your building skills. A meeting of the Lego Builders Club will take place the first Thursday of each month at Rolf Janssen Library, Route 22 in Hillsdale. More details or to sign up, 518-325-4101. Sharon Park and Recreation has a regular meeting coming up at 6 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Meanwhile, in Dover, New York, the Town Board organizational meeting will be held from 5 until 6 p.m. at Dover Town Hall. There's a planning board meeting on at 7 p.m. in Ankrum at Ankrum Town Hall. On January 3rd, the Copaic Grange on Empire Road will present their monthly open mic night. It'll be from 7 till 9 p.m. You can participate or just watch as a spectator. More details, copaicgrange.com. Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield hosting poetry readings on the first Saturday of every month, beginning at 11 a.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Boston Corner Hamlet Planning Group is holding a meeting on January 4th at 10 a.m. at the Ankrum Town Hall. The Rolf Janssen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale presents their monthly cookbook club Saturday, January 4th, 1 to 2:30. Discussion will focus on post-holiday appetizers and mocktails. To sign up for the free form, 1-518-325-4101. Falls Village Recreation Commission offering a Learn to Curl workshop at the Norfolk Curling Club Saturday, January 4th at 2:15, $35 per person. All participants must be 12 or older. All students will spend 95 minutes on the ice with an instructor. You're asked to please wear rubber-soled shoes and warm, comfortable clothing because it's 42 degrees and the rink. Jeans are not recommended. Registration ahead of time is required. Space is limited. Email reservations to fvrc@comcast.net. On the 4th, Daniel's Art Party at Simon's Rock hosts Body Sonnet, a collaboration in an unconventional space at the campus Kilpatrick Athletic Center in Great Barrington. The 3 p.m. dance concert features Ken Rott as the MC, featuring six performers displaying their musical talents. For more details, 413-644-4400. A breakfast will be held by the Milton American Legion Post on Sunday, January 5th from 7 to 11. The menu includes your choice of pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, and or tea. The meal can be served as eat-in or take-out, $8 for adults, $6 for children and seniors. The post is located at 155 Route 44. The Sherman Chamber Ensemble presenting its annual Best of Baroque concert January 5th at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 1 North Main Street in Kent. The program will include music for piano, oboe, and strings. General admission tickets, senior and student tickets are also available, and children ages 15 and under are admitted free with the purchase of a paid ticket. Tickets information or can be purchased at shermanchamberensemble.org or at the door on the afternoon of the performance. For more information or reservations, 860-355-5930 or shermanchamberensemble.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 76.30 to 28,538.44 yesterday. The NASDAQ finishes off the day yesterday at 8,972.60. The S&P 500 starts off at 3,230.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.